I surround myself with people of all different ages. I don't, like, even with my daughter being 17, I don't, like, look down at her for being 17. I'm like, tell me what you, like, I learned from everybody. And I think that's something that didn't happen to, like, my mom's age group. They only kind of stayed with their own age groups. And so the fact that we're showing people, like, diversify your friend groups, not just with ethnicity, but also age.
There is no doubt about it. Our culture has a very twisted mindset when it comes to aging. Sometimes we don't respect the wisdom that comes from aging. We don't always appreciate all that God is putting in us through the years. So today we are going to talk about how to age without getting old. We started a conversation yesterday from our Talk It Out podcast with all of us and Joyce, where she's helping us to understand that the right mindset at every age is what really makes the difference. So this is a conversation for the young and the people who are slightly not so young, because that's what this is all about, is understanding that God has good for us in every season, and what we do now makes a difference later. So let's jump on in and find out how we can age without ever getting old.
One of the things I've found out is if you want to do something bad enough, you will find a way to do it. Yeah. And a lot of times we use that as an excuse. And I know that from working out. I mean, for years I just said, there's no way I can work out. I mean, Dave kept trying to get me to work out regularly, you know, with weights. And I was just like, I can't, I don't have any time for that. And so then I would decide to try, and me, I'm going to get in shape in 2 days. And so I'm doing way too much, and I hurt myself. And then I say, see, I can't do this. Every time I try, I hurt myself. And then finally, I looked at myself, like you said, one day, and everything that used to be up here was down here somewhere. And I just, God just had to speak to me. And he said, you're not going to be around for the last 30 of your journey if you don't do this. And so people have to get some kind of exercise. They have to rest. They have to sleep. They need to drink water, not some sugary drink all the time. You can, I'm not saying you can't eat sugar, but you can't live on candy bars and potato chips. And, you know, there are changes that people need to make.
Right.
But I thought there was no way that I could work out. And now for 16 years, I've been working out 3 days a week. So let me just say again, if you really want to do something bad enough, you can find a way to do it.
So that means you started working out when you were in your 60s.
62.
So that's so encouraging. Exactly. Yeah, we can start it at any time, and it will make a difference.
Yeah.
Can we talk about stress a little bit?
Sure, yeah.
Because there's just so much that people are dealing with. And Jay, I think about all that that you've shared, that you've been through, and so many of our friends who have connected with what you're saying, who are going through really stressful times in their families.
Who hasn't been through
Exactly. So what are some of the things that you've learned through different stressful times that you've been through that help you handle stress better?
Well, getting angry about things that you can't do anything about is really a huge waste of time. And what is it they said, like 1 hour of anger is equivalent to 8 hours of work. Like, it may be easy to get upset, but once you get upset, it's much harder to calm down.
It is. So true.
And so I have discovered for me that if I can do something about it when I first start feeling that I'm getting angry or upset, if I can put a stop to it early, it's much easier for me to do it before I let it take roots and get real deep. So not trying to change people who don't want to change and aren't going to change.
That's really true.
That's really good.
That puts a lot of stress on us.
And accepting people the way they are, and I know some people are thinking, oh, you know, my husband this, my husband that, there's no way I can accept him the way that he is. And I'm not talking about accepting sinful behavior. I'm not talking, that's not what I'm talking about. But like, Dave has certain things that, you know, he's just not, like, I told him one time, I said, we never talk about anything deep. It's always the weather and this and that and something else. He said, look, this is as deep as I get. Take it or leave it.
This is what you got.
You know, like I'm the type, I'd like to just sit here all day and just discuss all my feelings and my emotions, you know. And yes. He's not, you know, his answer to everything is cast your care. Well, I didn't want to cast my care. I wanted him to feel sorry for me. And he didn't even tell me, you just want me to feel sorry for you, and I'm not going to. And then I would just go, And so we're so peaceful now, Dave and I. We've been married 54 years. But I had to learn that this is it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, and he accepts me the way I am, which is not always great. And so we really should accept people the way they are. There's nothing worse than feeling like that somebody never approves of you.
Yeah.
And you constantly have to be trying to change yourself to make them happy. And God can do more in a second than we can do in 20 years. So you save yourself so much stress if you pray about things instead of trying to make it happen yourself.
Yeah. Aaron and I were just talking about that anger thing and really how it does change the stress level so quickly.
Yeah.
You just kind of feel it coming up sometimes.
Yeah. And it's like all encompassing of my body, and I'm not used to that.
Right.
So you can feel that stress.
Yesterday, something had happened, and I passed the test. Barely. I thought of you guys and Jesus.
You didn't want to have to tell it today.
I didn't want to have to confess a sin, but I thought about it. But something happened where, you know, somebody sent me something and it triggered me. Uh-huh. And it took me back to when I wasn't here, you know.
To your old self.
To my old self, where I was like, you know, and I'm like, okay. Like, I would love to hear from you, like, when you see, help me, okay? Because I'm like, I don't know how many more of those situations. I believe I can make it, but I barely made it. Like, seriously, no joke. I'm just being completely honest. Like, I got the text. I said, I'm not ready. And I had a whole nice paragraph, and I deleted it, and I said,
good
no,
for you.
Good
job. I know, right?
Oh, we are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Because I yesterday got a text and didn't like it, and I pushed send on that text.
You did.
So I did.
So, okay.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
So I can text.
So I would love to hear from you on how, when you get those things that are like, if it's a lie or if
you
it's.
You guys all want to hear from me. What makes you think I do it all
because
the time?
Because you're on the phone, you know how.
I know about it, and I want to age
can
gracefully.
I tell you, that living is harder than writing a book.
Help me!
All right, what do you want me to help you with? I'm going
to
help you.
Help me to not barely make it, because I almost didn't.
Okay, well, here's one thing. First of all, you need to celebrate the fact that even though you barely made it, you did make
yes!
it.
Yes,
no, that's good. That's
praise
good.
The Lord!
Yeah.
See, we always, the devil wants us to always look at the part we didn't do.
Yeah.
Well, like, I shouldn't have got angry. Okay, but I got over it a lot faster than what I would have. I shouldn't have said that, but at least now I know I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
There was a lot of years where I just went, I didn't even know that I, you know, that I
I'm still there.
Shouldn't do it. And you're still there.
Working on it.
And you'd probably learn more from your mistakes than you do anything else. And we're not ever going to be perfect. You know, I mean, I teach people not to worry, but I'm not going to sit here and say that I never have a day where I worry, because I still fall into that trap too. It's a lot less often, and I can get over it a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And I do really believe that people, they really hurt themselves by not celebrating their progress and only looking at the fact that they didn't do it perfect.
Yeah.
And yes, you may have to keep taking the test until you pass it a lot sooner. But the good thing about God is he'll never allow you to go through anything that's not going to end up working for your good if you let it.
Yeah, that's great.
So hypothetically speaking, I'm not talking about myself or anything. I'm asking for my friend Jay.
Yeah, help me.
When you are so overwhelmed with anger and it does feel consuming to you and you get a text or whatever it is that's happening, what do you do right then before you do the other thing?
Like, get out of the room. Speaking,
run?
Yeah. I mean, you got to get away from it. Okay. I mean, if you really don't want to just act bad and make a fool out of yourself,
yep,
you have to get out of the house, go for a walk, and then
put the phone down where you can't get to it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
good. You know, if you're gonna if everything that goes on Facebook is gonna make you mad, then just don't be on it.
Yeah,
you know, we read too much stuff and believe everything we read, and we get upset about it. And
do you guys ever have a hard time with age milestones? Because I remember, for me, it's the fives. It wasn't turning, you know, 30 or 40 or 50. It was the fives, turning 55, because then I'm already on the downhill slope toward the next big change.
Now, that's one I've never heard.
So I don't know why. It's just the way I've kind of seen it. But I do know people at all different ages. You're turning 40, and you just said you're looking forward to it. So that's great. And I'm just wondering.
I didn't even know how old I was, so.
No, I don't.
That's a way to make it work. Yep. Nothing bothered me until the day I had to go sign up for Social Security.
Oh.
And I could not believe I Miss can do everything all the time. I am in the Social Security office signing up for Medicare. I was just like, that took me a while.
Yeah,
I'll bet.
But you talk a lot in this book, which is so helpful, about the fact that we're all aging, but we don't have to get old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's all in your mind.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to add a year to your age every year. Right. I don't care what you do. I mean, there's none of us that can stop that. Mm-hmm. We're all going to die. I mean, that's two things you can't avoid. They say taxes.
We're all going to die.
Well, we're going to die. Thank you.
Good news, you're going to die. Aren't you glad you had me on the day?
Thanks for being here.
Well, you are, but you can. See, I am 77 and a half, but I don't think I am.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really don't think I am. When I realize I am, I have to go, no. You know, and that can happen by taking better care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Even by the way you dress. And when you're 70, you don't have to try to dress like you're 25, but you don't have to dress like you're 90 either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, right. And you can do things like fix your hair and, you know,
I love that.
Put a little color on your face. I mean, even on days that I'm going to be home all day, I don't put a lot of makeup on, but I'll still get a few eyebrows on because you look kind of freaky without those.
And, a few eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, I've had mine, you know, permanently done, but I got a few spots that get kind of, so I fill in those spots and I look a little better with a little color on my cheeks. So I'll put just a little bit of color on my cheeks and put on a little lipstick, and I still fix my hair every day. I'm not going to get out of bed and go around because it makes you feel bad about yourself.
So
that's
true.
The thing that people don't realize. It's like you feel better about yourself if you take better care of yourself.
That's true. I've seen this woman in her jammies, and she looks better in her pajamas.
I've seen that it's just
true.
The snazziest PJs
ever. She's always
ever.
Really good at that.
Leopard and all that good stuff. But that's one thing that I love about even this forum, that we're allowed to do, just how different we all are, and and you know, you say it all the time, we're in different stages of life, but that's what gravitated me towards Ginger even. Like, I didn't know how old she was. I just knew she always wore cool shoes.
Right.
Like, you know, and then being around you and seeing you, and y'all can't see it, but Mama Joyce has a little cute flower on her toe.
Oh.
So, like, I'm saying, like, it's little things like
look
that.
Look at those. I got stones on my shoes.
She is the fanciest.
If you get down there and look at that toe, I've got rhinestones on my toes.
She has a little diamond in between the flower on her toe. But those are little things that.
They're not diamonds. Don't say that.
Okay.
I'll get letters.
Faux diamonds. Little studs, okay?
Yeah.
That the little lady put on her toe. But, but at the end of that, what I'm saying is I surround myself with people of all different ages. I don't, like, even with my daughter being 17, I don't, like, look down at her for being 17. I'm like, well, tell me what you, like, I learned from everybody. And I think that's something that didn't happen to, like, my mom's age group. They only kind of stayed with their own age groups. And so the fact that we're showing people, like, diversify your friend groups, not just with ethnicity, but also age, you know? It helps to see
Dave
you at
and
77.
I don't let each other say I'm too old to do that.
No.
Oh, that's good.
If I say I'm too old for that, Dave will say, no, don't say that. You know, and we do have to not think. If you don't want to do something, then you don't want to do it. But you don't have to say, I'm too old to do it, because that's just really...
You don't have to creak every time you sit down and make the noise like, ugh.
My knees kind of start doing
that. I'm falling apart.
When it comes out of your mouth, that's the one. That like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. Now, you know, my body's changing. I mean, there's things that, you know, I know that are there now that I used to not...
Yeah.
No, it was there. And I've had to lower the weights that I use in the gym because of different things. And I've had two hips replaced. And, you know, I'm getting some kind of shots now in my knees and my back. But I'm going to do everything that I can to keep going as long as I possibly can.
Yeah.
And I don't intend to start thinking I'm old. You know, your age really doesn't matter. It's your attitude that really matters.
Now, this is important to God as well. Our attitude and finishing strong is really important on a spiritual basis as well. This isn't all just about the outside. Yeah. This is about the inside. And there are so many scriptures that you have in the book that are so good, talking about staying spiritually young and active too. Can I ask you about some scriptures? And we can talk about those a little bit. So this one I love, because sometimes we have a little bit of fear of the future, right? A fear of aging. Psalm 48:14 says, "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even to the end." And so I just think about that as your... getting further and further along in life and along in your ministry, sometimes you feel like, am I finished? You know, is this the end of the good that God has for me? And you certainly haven't exhibited that in your life.
No, I don't feel that way. And even this week, I've been feeling led by the Holy Spirit to pray that I can always have a creative idea. I can always start something new. I'm not finished because I'm a certain age. I'm just not going to think like that. I mean, there are things that I can't physically do that wouldn't be wise for me to do. You know, I don't have any desire to go jump out of an airplane or, you know, bungee jump.
I do.
I know you do. But you'll get over that eventually.
Do it soon.
I want to jump out.
Do it soon.
Yeah, that is a really good point.
But if you listen to people, sometimes they just talk themselves into being old.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I'm too old. Well, how do you know? Have you tried?
Right. Yeah. You know? Are there scriptures from anybody that have been important to you with
this topic? I love the one where Paul says, "None of these things move me, neither do I count my life dear, if only I might finish my course with joy." He said the only thing that really mattered to him was that he would finish his course with joy. And I think it's John 17:4, Jesus said, "Father, glorify me now, for I have completed the work that you have given me to do." And one day, many years ago, I read that and I just started to weep. And I thought, you know, God, that's something that's been really important to me.
Yeah.
I want to finish what God has given me to do. And that's still very important to me. I want to... You know, I mean, I'm at the point in my life where I've been there, done that, you know, have that, don't need another one. And I understand what Paul meant when he said, as for me, it'd be better for me if I just went to heaven. I mean, the way our world is today, who in their right mind, if you knew you're going to heaven, wouldn't want to be in a better place. But he said, for your sake, it's better that I stay. And so, from my part, I'd be happy to go, but I know God's not finished with me yet, and I don't want to leave my kids, and I'm going to be humorous I'm not going to be a complaining old lady that just grumps around all the time and expects everybody to feel sorry for me. My kids tell me, Mom, you are so funny. And I hope that I'm always funny. I mean, I send some of the craziest texts. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to learn to read what I'm supposed
before
to
you hit
to
send,
read them
yeah,
before.
I do the same thing.
I send them. It's just, and they'll just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Well, what sticks out to me was as I was thinking about just aging and why initially, I'm going to be honest, when I was 35, I was not excited about, so that gets that five thing. I wasn't excited about 40, like at first, because I was just like, what have I done with my life? You know, like, you know, it's just, you know, you just think about that. Jesus died at 33. 33 was hard for me, for real. Yeah. Like, so I'm like, Jesus completed everything at 33, you know, like, I was like, I'm living the Jesus year. But the scripture that sticks to me is, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love. I think of power and then love and of a sound mind, because I understood at the root of that was worry. Like, right. I was worried that I wasn't going to live up to other people. I wasn't going to live up to the idea that I had in my mind of what I would accomplish at this time. Like, dismissing that and moving forward, pressing towards the mark. So that's what sticks out to me.
Something that I think really just wears people out is being so concerned about what everybody thinks.
That's really
I underlined
true.
That a lot in the book.
It's like, well, you know, what are they going to think? And we're not all alike. We can't all do the same things. You know, I really miss not being able to go on mission trips. I did 67 out of the country mission trips. And I loved it. I love the big crusades. I love India. I love Africa. I love to go to those places. I've done some awesome crusades out of the country, but it's just too hard on me now.
Yeah.
The jet lag is just too hard on me. So what I have to do is I have to give myself now to the things that I have to do, which is only I can do my teaching.
Yeah.
Only I can write my books. Only I can do my TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's other things that I don't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I may miss them. And that's the thing you got to realize is even when you have to start giving things up, you may not like it, but you have to do what you know is wise and what's going to keep you around for the long run.
Yeah. That's really true. And understanding now that there are things at whatever age we are that we have to start making the choices and doing things that matter now for the future. And when I say the future, I'm talking about the next hour sometimes, as well as, you know, 30, 20 years, whatever it may be down the road. We've got a Bible study that will be really helpful that goes right along with Joyce's new book, and I think you're going to love it. We have it for you available for free online. It's called How to Stay Young at Every Age. Who doesn't want that, you know? So go to joycemeyer.org/talkitout, and you can do that. It's actually a 10-day online study that we're all going to be doing. So please do it with us. Go there right now, sign up for this online study and do it with us. And then we always encourage you when you're there, you can sign up for our friends list, because we love to give you some behind the scenes things, tell you when new episodes are coming out, tell you about things like Joyce's new book coming out. And then also you can catch up on old episodes. So we just appreciate you being here with us. Take your life back. It's all those decisions that we make one little bit at a time. It's not like something big that you do that changes everything. It's the little decisions along the way. So Joyce, thank you so much.
Today. I'm glad I got to come.
It's been so fun.
You really are funny.
Oh, thank you.
You are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're all going to die.
If you just also tell me I'm cute, then I'll be
you
perfect.
Are.
You're so cute.
Oh, you're so cute.
You're funny and cute.
And you're all cute too. So thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time.
Okay.